Chapter 8. Running for the Border. We took him home that night. We got him to go by telling him that his father had bought a silver gun for him and that we were all going to hunt bears the next day. It was just 12 o'clock when we knocked at Ebenezer Dorset's front door. Just at the moment when I should have been removing the $1,500 from the box under the tree, according to our original plan, Bill was now counting out $250 into Dorset's hand. When the kid found out that we were going to leave him at home, he started up a howl like a steamboat. He grabbed right onto Bill's leg. His father pulled him away gradually like a stuck bandage. "How long can you hold him?" asked Bill. "I'm not as strong as I used to be," said old Dorset, "but I think I can promise you 10 minutes.
"That's enough," said Bill. "In 10 minutes I will cross the central, southern, and middle western states and be running quick for the Canadian border."
And as dark as it was, and as fat as Bill was, and as good a runner as I am, he was a good mile and a half out of Summit before I could catch up with him.